Okay, let's come back to this ashes of red heifer. So they put the ashes inside. The final form of fire, right, through its course and all that, you cannot burn with them, beyond ashes. So that speaks of the finished work of Jesus. Amen? The red heifer is Jesus. So it is put into the water for application. If anyone touch a dead man or touch a bone or touch a grave, they have to find recourse to the sprinkling of the ashes of the red heifer. Drop down. It says here, whoever in the open field touches one who is slain by a sword, who has died, bone of a man, grave, shall be unclean 7 days. Okay, drop down. For an unclean person, they shall take some of the ashes of the heifer burned for purification from sin. Note that word, purification from sin. And running water shall be put on them in a vessel. A clean person shall take hyssop and dip it in the water. Now, this is not a priest or Moses or Aaron, which will signify that the person here is Jesus, but she's a clean person. So I will assume this clean person is someone, one of the believers in Christ. Amen. They're actually applying it on another one. You can also say it's like right now, do you know that I'm sprinkling? I'm not referring to physically for those in the front row, okay? But do you know as I'm preaching, I'm sprinkling clean water on you. I'm actually, and it's important that the word that you hear, my friend, I'm right now sprinkling the ashes of the red heifer on you. Amen. Amen. And all the deaf parts in you, the dead spots in your mind, in your brain. You know, dead spot? You want to think about it, but you cannot think. It's a dead spot. And you find that, some people say, as you grow older, amen, more dead spots. Well, let's not accept that. Let's not accept that. The Bible says Moses died 120 years old. His eyes was not dim, nor was his natural force abated. In the Hebrew, natural force abated is that his moisture never fled. His moisture, he was still moisturized. I'm not referring to moisturizer. I'm referring to his bones. There's no osteoporosis. He's strong. The Bible says certain things that you do, he'll make fat your bones. You read that before? You know what's make fat your bones? It's not brittle. Yeah, you can depend and you take calcium, supplements, all that. But I'm telling you, God's way is the best. Amen. Because we have examples in the Bible of people who didn't take supplements. Now, you're on medication, please continue. All right? I'm just talking about people who don't take, right? And they were strong. Now, I do take. Every day, I do take. I do. I let you know first. I'm just saying, in comparison, can you just see how much more we need to depend on the Lord?
Yes, amen.
And on His Word. Amen? Amen? So, a clean person shall take hyssop. Now, I believe this is your tongue. The smallest part of your body, the Bible says, in terms of your outward body. Okay, in hyssop and dip it in the water and sprinkle it on the tent, on all the vessels, on the persons who were there, on the one who touched a bone, the slain, the dead, or a grave. Would you agree with me that this provision is for those who touch death?
Yes.
Sin always leads to death, yes. But particularly, we have other sin offerings mentioned in Leviticus already. This one particularly talks about death. So I can submit to you, it's also for provision for against sickness and disease. Yeah. It's a form of death. I submit to you, it's also for depression. Because it's a form of death in your mind. Amen. And God wants you well. All right? Let's see a picture of a man who is well, our Lord Jesus. Don't forget, when he was on earth, he was fully man. Yes, he's God, but on earth, he was fully man. He came as a man. And all the character developments I told you just now is in his highest development and in his perfected development in Christ. He grew up. He grew in, you see, God doesn't grow. God's a spirit. Amen? But became a man, he had to grow. He didn't have perfect knowledge. He wasn't in the mother's womb saying, I know everything, you know. I know how the whole thing functions. No, no. He was a baby until there was a time somewhere, amen, I believe, the consciousness came, that he's the Son of God. He has a life before this life. At the age of 12, he astounded the doctors of the law. Okay, are you with me so far? So would you say this provision is for every area of death in your life? And yet what it tells you, if you touch death. Now, Pastor, what do you mean by you touch death? You know, sometimes some things are not clearly seen. not clearly sin, not sin, S-I-N, not sin. Then, you know, like some things you can tell is sin, for sure. Amen? Amen? You better know what's evident sin, right? Okay, but some things you can't tell. Once upon a time, I was with Pastor Mark. We were overseas, and one of those times we had free time, and we were actually in a bookshop in this particular city, and Pastor Mark was with me and all that. I was browsing through some book, and then there's a famous non-fiction book, all right, that wants to reveal to you the secrets of the universe, kind of thing. So out of curiosity, I pick it up. It's a bestseller, huge bestseller. I pick it up, and it talks about how, you know, if you utilize these New Age principles and using your mind power and that kind of thing, you can actually manipulate your circumstances in your future and all that. Now, I realized that I've seen all this before many years ago when I was in the occult and the Lord delivered me out of it and all that. I realized the same kind of thing, but I kept on reading some parts just to see how I can counter it, but I was reading it. Then when I put the book down, I remember I was walking across the mind, all of a sudden, bang, I had a terrible headache. Just a terrible headache. You know, I can't imagine looking back ever having a headache like that. It was so severe. And I said, Mark, you know what I'm saying? The doctors might think, well, you might have a seizure. No, just be cool. You know, after that, I went for checkup. I ran on treadmill and all that, no problem. All right. But I went to the toilet. I had, of course, lasted for some time. And I finally was still in the mall with Pastor Mark, and I said, I need to, you know, I didn't tell him, but I want to go to the toilet. I need to talk to the Lord about this. So I spoke to the Lord. I said, Lord, tell me what happened. This suddenly is like that. What happened? And this is the word that he used. This is from him. So after that, he caused me to search this, right? He says, you touch death. It's not a matter of physical touch. You understand? You came into contact with death, the principles of death in that book. And he pointed to me, that book is of the devil. The philosophies and the ideas is to cause men to be independent of God and trust themselves that they can create. Amen. You touch death. So I told the Lord, what do I need to do? And this is what the Lord said to me. You need to wash yourself with the washing of water of the word. And straight away I knew that I had to meditate on the word of God, because I was out there, I don't have a Bible on hand, and I began to just meditate on the word. Just any word that came to me from the Spirit, just that flows out of me, I began to meditate, because I memorized some scriptures for meditation, and I just bring up the scripture and just meditate on it, and just meditate on it. And as I meditated, now this is the provision of the washing of the water of the word, wherein lies the finished work of Jesus. I meditated on it, and all of a sudden, just like that, the whole thing, the headache, just left me like that. And Pastor Mark was a witness, because he saw me before and then he saw me then. And it is an amazing experience. And from then on, I began to see and more of what God is saying to the provision of the ashes of the red heifer. Now, notice this provision. The provision here is what? The washing of the water of the word. But it has ashes inside there. It has ashes inside there. Right? Ashes means what? Finished work. So it's not just a matter of preaching. Listen to any preaching and you are washed. There must be ashes in it. There must be the proclamation of the finished work of Jesus Christ. Amen. How our sins are finished in His body at the cross. How our diseases are finished in His body at the cross. That's the ashes. That's the thing we got to preach to the people. The people do not know that they think that God is still against them. And the Bible is saying God is reconciling the world unto Himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them. And we are more conscious of this sin and that sin and this sin. Some sins are more remarkable. Some sins are more outstanding. Some sins are more prevalent within a group and all that. And these are sins, no doubt. But we call upon these sins and that. And sometimes some sins like gluttony and all that, complaining and all that, being fearful and all that. It's almost like these are okay sins, you know. And what makes it okay? So you know something? All sins are finished in the body of Jesus Christ. And God is telling the world, so the only reason why anyone would experience eternal death after this life, right, would be to reject the provision. It's not because there's no provision, okay? But we are smart. We will take everything that Jesus did for us. Amen? Amen? So it must, the preaching, and whatever you are reading, whatever you are hearing, must have the element of Jesus Christ and the cross. If the person is teaching you, even if it's a pastor and he talks about all the good teachings of Jesus, and especially talking about, if you know, you can even preach, listen carefully, don't misunderstand when I say this, all right? Because we are supposed to draw this from the Word of God and interpret in the light of the New Covenant. Amen? Sermon on the Mount, for example. If you live by the Sermon on the Mount, you will live a life that is successful, and then after you die, you'll be in heaven. No. Jesus preached the Sermon on the Mount so that you come to the end of yourself. There are elements in it. For example, your hand cut, sin, cut it off. Your eye offend you, pluck it out. Anyone done that? Yeah, so what is Jesus doing? Jesus bringing you to the highest level of the law that God meant it to be, and the Pharisees brought it in a way that is manageable. Amen? But he brought back the pristineness of the law so that everyone is left dumbfounded. Amen? Everyone is guilty. The Bible says, but God gave the law so that every mouth may be stopped and everyone become guilty before God. And then we see our need for the Savior. Can I be good? Amen. But there's some elements, right? Some parts there is meant for the future when Jesus comes and reigns again because it's a constitution of the kingdom. And the part where it says, if someone take your coat, let him have your inner coat also. Amen. Anyone done that? I don't think so. Amen. But that one is for the future, I believed. I believed. There are elements there. It's like when you preach on Sermon on the Mount, the old covenant was passing away. The kingdom has come. But later on, we realized that the kingdom was, you know, rejected because the king was rejected. Then came the church, and the mystery of the church happened after Jesus was finally rejected by the Jews. But Jesus came preaching the kingdom, not about the church age. But in the upper room, he began to unfold the truths about the church age. Amen. But does that mean the Sermon on the Mount is not relevant for us? No. There are elements, you read about it, love your enemies is still carried on in the new covenant, overcome evil with good, amen. Be not overcome of evil. Do you understand what I'm saying so far? The one, Paul's letters, you can go for it all the way. For example, one part, Jesus actually told the disciples, go not to the way of the Gentiles. Go to the way of the lost house of Israel. Amen. Are we going to apply that today? But it's in red in the Gospels. No, we must interpret in the light of the new covenant. So you got to spend more time. And you say, but those are Paul's letters. These are Jesus' words. Hey, Paul did not write out of his own words. He received the words from the ascended Christ. So when Jesus was on earth, all the things that he said, right at the end, what did he say? I have many things to say unto you, but you're not yet able. When the Holy Spirit has come, he will guide you into all truths. You spend more time in the new covenant. It's with Paul's letters, Peter's letters, amen, John's letters, all of them. Spend more time. That's written directly to you. But every book of the Bible, amen, is profitable for the man of God today. Amen. It's like some things are written to you, but some things are written for you. The New Testament, amen, is written to you. Are you with me so far? Let me bring this to a close. So what I'm saying that a lot of the benefits you see is actually in the area of receiving the word, because you do not know how much death you have contracted in a given day, in a given week. So the best thing is put yourself under the buff. Under the washing. We learned that last week, right? Keep coming. I mean, listen, if the only time you get the word, all right, is on Sunday, then come on Sunday. But people call me Sunday Christian. Never mind. At least on Sunday, you'll be clean for the coming week. I'm just glad you came. Pastor, I didn't attend church for a long time. But you're here now in order for you to tell me that, right? I'm glad you came.